Texas School of the Air welcomes you to your story parade.
Oh, play the pipe, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With happy smiles and marching feet, the parade is coming down the street. Here comes the lion, and there is Andy. Winnie the Pooh and Jack a Dandy. Red Riding Hood and the little red hen. Jack and Jill and King Old Men. Oh, play the fife, oh, beat the drum. See over there, oh, here they come. With kings and queens in silks arrayed, your story parade.
Boys and girls, you're listening to Your Story Parade. It's the transcribed radio program all for you. Yes, and it comes to you on your radio every week at this time to bring you Your Story Parade Lady.
Hello, John, and a happy hello again to everyone listening. Today we have a magic story by Hans Christian Andersen, and the story's name is The Tinderbox.
A tinderbox?
Yes, and the story has a soldier of old in it, too, and a king and a princess and an old witch and three monstrous magic dogs.
But, Story Parade Lady, what's a tinderbox?
Well, a long time ago, you know, people didn't have matches to strike to make a fire. They had a piece of flint and steel. And when you struck the flint against the steel, a spark would come out, and the spark would fall on a piece of tinder and started burning to make a fire.
Oh, I know. And the flint and the steel and the piece of tinder were kept in a little box, which was called a tinder box.
That's right. And one very fine day, a soldier man was returning home from the wars. He was marching along through the woods, a sword by his side. March, 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 march. Tramp, 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 tramp. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
What a fine, brave-looking soldier he was, sword and all. Suddenly, from there beside him in the boxes, the soldier heard a horrible cry like this.
Now, what can that be?
Said the soldier to himself. But the horrible cry was really an ugly old witch who was trying to make her voice sound a little less horrible so she could talk to the soldier.
Oh, you are a witch,
the soldier said to her.
And now, old witch, what is it that you would say to me?
I say this, young fellow. You must be a very brave soldier not to be afraid of me.
Well, now, I have done no wrong. I am not afraid of anyone.
Never you mind about that. Now you shall have as much money as ever a soldier could want.
Money for me?
Yes, for you. You see that big tree up there? Yes, the tree with the owl up high in the top.
Yes, I see the owl, and I hear him, too.
Well, just you climb up the tree. The tree is hollow inside, and there is a hole in the top. I'll tie this rope around you.
But why tie the rope around me?
So I can pull you out of the tree after you climb down the hole inside. Now, here's what I want you to do in there. Listen carefully to what I tell you. Listen now and do as I say.
The soldier listened carefully while the old witch explained what it was he should go down there to do inside the hollow tree. She said when he came to the bottom, he'd find a big hall with more than 100 lights in it. And there he would see 3 doors. He was to open the first door and go in. Yes, and there in the middle of a room, he'd see a big box. And on top of the box would sit a monstrous dog. Why, the dog's eyes were as big as saucers.
How big are the dog's eyes? Tell me, old witch, once again.
His eyes are as big as saucers. But don't be afraid. Here is my checkered apron. Take it with you and walk forward and seize the dog. Don't be afraid. Put the dog on my apron and then he will never harm you.
And after I put the dog on the apron, then what do I do?
Open the box and inside are copper coins, copper money. Take as much as you wish.
But the dog with eyes as big as saucers is only one of the rooms. You said there were 3 doors. What'll happen if I open the other doors?
Silver money in one, golden money in the other. Take drink as much as you wish.
Well, you're a nice old witch, I guess.
Nice. He thinks I'm nice.
As nice as a wicked old witch could be, I guess. But what shall I do for you down there?
For me, you can bring me the tinderbox. Only the tinderbox. It belonged to my ugly old grandmother, and it's all I want. Only the tinderbox.
The rope was tied around him. He had the checkered apron that the old witch had given him. He climbed to the top of the tree.
Shoo! Scat! Fly away, owl! Be gone! dark. Dark back here inside the tree. Almost to the bottom now, I hope. Just a little farther. Lights. This is a room with 100 lights. And 3 doors.
The soldier opened one of the doors.
Lights in here in this room and the box. And on it, there sits the monstrous dog with eyes as big as saucers. Here, boy. Here.
The dog growled at the soldier. Quickly, the soldier went forward and seized the dog without fear. He picked him up and put him down on the checkered apron.
Now, let's see what's here in the box. Coins, money, copper money.
The soldier filled his pockets with the copper coins and carefully put back the monstrous dog on top of the box. And next he opened a second door and he walked into the second room. And there he saw...
a monstrous, monstrous dog. His eyes are as big as wagon wheels.
This dog too growled at the soldier, but again he obeyed his orders. Quickly he seized the dog without fear. The dog was heavy, but the soldier picked him up and put him on a checkered apron. Inside the box where the dog had sat was silver money.
Money? Silver money?
The soldier threw away his copper money, and now he filled his pockets with the silver. Carefully, he put the dog back on top of the box.
Heavy brute.
And then the soldier was ready to open the third door. And when he did, there was another box, all right. But right on top was sitting...
another dog. Monstrous, monstrous dog with eyes as big as barn doors.
But the soldier wasn't afraid. Oh, the dog was heavy, heavy indeed. But the soldier put him on the checkered apron and opened the box, and inside there he saw...
gold, gold, golden coins.
The soldier emptied his pockets of the silver coins, and he filled them anew with the golden coins. And out he hurried and shouted like this.
Pull away, old witch. Pull me out with the rope.
You have my tinderbox.
I have your tinderbox. I picked it up from the floor.
And so the old witch pulled him out.
Here's your tinderbox, old witch,
said the soldier.
And thank you for the money, too.
But the old witch was so happy to see the tinderbox that she couldn't stand it. She melted away into a pool of nothing. And now I'd like for the soldier himself to say what happened next.
Well, I thought it was very strange that the old witch should be so excited about a tinderbox. But I didn't know yet about its magic. I was to find out later just how magic the tinderbox was. But right then, away I hurried to the city to buy me fine things with the money of gold.
Soon the soldier in the city was living at a fine hotel. He had fine clothes and a great white horse with flashing eyes. A horse that whinnied like this. Yes, and the soldier was kind to all the people. Gave them money. And when he'd ride through the streets, the crowds would cheer him like this.
Why, I even married the princess for my wife, the daughter of the king.
Indeed, you did marry the princess. Although if the king had known you were only a soldier, he'd never have let you do it.
No, because the king once had dreamed a dream that his daughter would marry a soldier, but the king said it should never be.
The king had wanted her to marry a prince, but all went well with the princess as his wife until one day, a spy of the king was listening while you slept. He heard you say some words of how you were only a soldier.
Yes, and the king was furious. He threw me into prison with iron bars around.
What a terrible, terrible day it was. And because the king was a savage man, he said he'd have you chopped into little pieces like mincemeat.
Oh, but I knew a secret. I had discovered the secret of the tinderbox and the magic about it. But I wasn't ready to use the magic yet. Oh, no. I waited until I heard a rooster crow that morning had come.
But even then, you weren't quite ready to use the magic of the magic tinderbox.
No, I waited until the king and his men had taken me out of prison. They took me high on a throne for the mincemeat chopping. And there came the mincemeat choppers to do the chopping.
Mincemeat choppers! Halt!
Now, soldiers,
soldier,
said the king.
Now, soldier, before I have you chopped in little pieces like mincemeat, do you have anything to say?
Oh, king, I do have something to say. Before you have me chopped into little pieces like mincemeat, let me strike a spark of fire from my tinderbox.
Get ready, everyone, now for tinderbox magic.
Let me strike a spark of fire from my tinderbox to light my pipe and smoke one last pipe of tobacco.
Well, you may do it.
Good.
And now everything's going to be all right.
I strike my tinderbox once like this.
There is a dog with eyes as big as saucers.
I strike my tinderbox twice like this.
And there is a dog with eyes as big as a wagon wheel.
I strike my tinderbox thrice like this.
And there is a dog with eyes as big as a barn door. His eyes are turning around and around.
Save me, dog! Save me! Do not let them chop me in the mincemeat! Save me!
The thing that had happened was truly magic. The three monstrous dogs all rushed at the king and his mincemeat choppers, and the dogs threw them high in the air. And when they fell down, they broke in little pieces.
That's what happened.
And before the soldier would tell the dogs to sweep those people together again, first the king had to promise that never again would he cause trouble for the brave soldier and the beautiful princess.
But at last the king did promise.
And so the dogs did sweep them together again with magic, and they all lived happily ever after. And that's the end of our story.
Oh, Story Parade Lady, what a magic, magic story.
Yes, and next week we shall have the story of a donkey, a dog, a cat, and a rooster. And they all wanted to be the musicians of Bremantown.
That's it, boys and girls. Ah, me, be sure to listen next week, this same time, same station, for the Story Parade Lady and the story of the musicians of Bremantown. Your Story Parade is presented as a transcribed public service program of the Texas School of the Air State Department of Education in cooperation with the Texas Association for Childhood Education. Your Story Parade lady is Helen Kelly. Wesley Davis writes the scripts. This is John Allen saying goodbye now until next week.